Hi everyone, I'm finally back. I really missed everyone, but 日本はすごく楽しかった。よかったね。Anyway, I enjoy reading all the pleasant feedback and all the comments I got while I was gone. And I don't want to make the intro really super long, but I was just feeling sort of awkward about something and I wanted to address it really quick. I always thought it was kind of clear in my audio and everything in the way I describe my skin. But, I am a person of color, I am black, and I just say it because it's kind of awkward when I get some feedback describing me and looking forward to me saying things and, like, doing things that are not, like, just speaking about myself in a certain way. And I just can't, it's weird. But anyway, yeah, it is what it is, and I just kind of hope that it doesn't turn anyone off. But I guess if it does, then that's kind of sad, but oh well, I guess that we just can't have fantastic tea and delicious sex. But yeah, this is my Sleeping Beauty audio, and it's basically a take on the phrase and not the story, because I think the story's kind of boring, but this, I find it really sweet, and I like doing sweet audios once in a while. So, I hope you like it. Okay. And as usual, everyone I'm written about is 18 or older. Thanks. I hope you really like it. There's a time between 6:15 and 7 o'clock that I love the most. Monday through Friday, sometime after the first angry slap of the snooze button and our last kiss goodbye, I feel completely at ease. 45 minutes, that's all. 45 minutes. 10 of which I lie beneath you, unmoving, counting the gray hairs in your bangs. Yesterday 2, today maybe 3. Small, slim fingers twisting around soft locks, dancing across skin that looks remarkably pale against the pads of my fingertips. My soft, full lips find your neck, that sweet spot just behind your ear, and brush. I study you then, and see the bright red mark I left behind the night before. Biting, sucking, licking, the raised blush is now a lovely reminder of how wild you've driven me. I remember how well we fit together, no matter where you beg entrance. 6:25. I let my eyes flutter close when you stare, your arm gently unraveling from my body. For a moment, I lose your warmth as you lean over to check the clock. But then in an instant, you're back, cuddling me to your chest. Do you feel it? My heartbeat, so soft and nervous, and when you lean in, I'm trying my hardest to keep it from racing. I never get used to the closeness, the absolute proximity of intimacy. I sigh out loud, but try to mask it as involuntary. Your hand remains over my breast and squeezes ever so slightly. You awake? You mumble against the soft shell of my ear, but I pretend not to hear you. Pretend not to feel the way your fingertip trails lazily over my dark nipple. I imagine you watching it pucker and smiling at the way my skin gets goose pimples at your touch. Now, you ask me again and slide your open mouth over my breast. Before your tongue can flick out, I turn over with a little moan. They're so much more sensitive than anyone you've ever been with. And when you suck them, I whimper and moan in pleasure. Okay, Sleeping Beauty. You stroke me beneath the sheets. Keep pretending. What's it gonna take to wake you up? You give my side the tickle, and I hide my smile on the pillow. Then, you use both hands to roll me back over. I always forget how small I am beneath you. How about a kiss? You murmur the words on my lips, and it takes everything in me not to giggle. You remember what that sounds like, don't you? Light and airy and so fucking sweet. You pull the sheets away from me completely. My breath quickens. Although I can't see you, I can feel your gaze over me, like fire on my bare skin. Your warm palm caresses my breast again. I can feel moistness gathering between my thighs. You know what I need. You know what's gonna wake the naughty little girl in your bed. Make me come, and I'm yours. Yeah, it's true the real Sleeping Beauty awoke with a kiss from her prince, but I'm not nearly that easy. After meeting your needs all the time, I need an incentive. Sleeping Beauty, Sleeping Beauty, you taunt me, and your lips run up the side of my tummy and skim the underside of my breasts. You know how self-conscious I am about them. Not big enough to fill out sexy dresses, but not small enough to go braless. You say you like the way they fill your hands, but I think you'd be satisfied touching anything at all. I moan softly, as in sleep, while you work your way down my body. I know it's coming, and I part my thighs without thinking about it. I feel your mouth there, planting gentle kisses on the smooth lips of my pussy. My breath catches a little bit, and I feel myself getting even stickier. Just a little further, Prince. You murmur something about how wet I am, but I can't hear you. When you spread me open with your warm tongue, I'm lost. My heart thuds in my chest, and you slide a thick finger into my tight, wet heat. Each time with you always feels like the first time, and I clench around your finger and reflex. Your tongue plays with my clit, flicks and teases the stiff little button, and I silently curse myself for being so damn sensitive. I can already feel my nipples tightening, my pussy, my body just aching for release. I bite my lips together to stifle a please, but it's obvious what I need, isn't it? My skin is sheened with sweat, and my breath coming out in quick pants. It's just like when I'm underneath you, begging, and your cock is hammering in and out of my wet little cunt. I squeeze my eyes shut and think about how you must look, bent between your little girl's thighs, feasting on her sweetness. I imagine my hot juices filling your mouth, your tongue darting in and out of me, and that finger stroking my core. For a moment, I see stars. Your Sleeping Beauty arches her back and fists the sheets. In her trembling hands. And when I come, I'm not quiet about it. I twist against you and thrust my pulsing heat in your mouth, squealing while you suckle. Fuck. When I open my eyes, you're leaning over me, smirking as always. Morning, you whisper. Your lips are just glistening with my cum. I'm dying to taste it. Prince, I reach up and wrap my arms around your neck. When I sling a leg up around your hips, I notice a rather large something that wasn't there before. Pushing at your briefs is your cock, hard and ready for me. I push down your briefs and try to line my hips with yours, But instead, you pull me down and point the wet tip at my lips. 6:45. We don't have time to really fuck. At least, not at that hot, slow pace I want. My hand molds around you first, like a tight sleeve. And my tongue flicks out against the dripping head. Pre-cum is dripping on my chin, but I don't want to miss a bit. I know you like it when I'm a little messy, but I want to take my time. Slowly, sensually, I rub my thumb up against the ridge on the underside of your cock and run my tongue over the wet, pink head. You stretch out on the bed, and I take my place between your thighs. I can feel the muscles in your abs start to tighten up when I suck, and I love it. The sight of my big brown eyes peering up at you makes you moan. You bite your lips, and your cheeks take on this adorable red hue. While I tease you, you make sure to let me know what a good little girl I am, murmuring it over and over. When I lean again to suck your balls, your hands instantly make a grab for my hair. Feels good, doesn't it, Daddy? I whisper, but you only grunt. I lick you. Twirl my tongue around you. Coat you in saliva, making you all messy, and my sweet little treat. You'll feel the warmth of my mouth and the tight little squeezes I give to your shaft. And it's almost like you're inside me again. Over and over, my sweet mouth glides your wet skin till I feel you're on the brink. You gonna come? I murmur, sending a shiver up your spine. My little hands run up your thighs, into your smooth stomach, massaging you. Is Daddy gonna come for his little princess? I begin to jerk you quickly and feel your hips lift up from the sheets. My heart is pounding when you flip me over, kissing me hungrily. I don't even have time to squeal. Fumbling slightly in the heat of the moment, you grab your shaft and thrust into me without warning. There's no romance in it, but I don't mind at all. All I want is that fucking incredible feeling. You banging me. My tight, slick walls squeezing your dick. You take complete control, pinning my arms above my head. You want me to tell you how much I like it, but I can't speak. But Daddy, just know that your princess, your little beauty, loves Daddy's cock in her cunt, and she can't get enough of your hard, hungry pace. All sleep is gone from my eyes, and I'm thinking, fuck me harder, harder. When you come, I can feel it. It almost hurts. You bite my neck, and I groan, and I claw you, my pussy spasming. You don't pull out of me immediately. But when you do, I feel the hot cum dripping out of my warm cunt. How does it feel, I wonder? How does it feel to know I'm your own little slut, and that your cock and your cum are the only ones I've ever taken? You start to move a little bit, but I lock my arms around your shoulders. I want you. I want you so bad that I don't even care that it's already 7 and I'm gonna be late for my first class. I whisper, let's go to sleep. But you just chuckle. We give it a few minutes together. But I know it's only a moment of time before we're back to that same routine. Before I slip a backpack over my shoulders and you pick up a briefcase by the door. Well, I snuggle into your shoulder. Until tomorrow, I guess.